Yeah.
They
I've
are?
Heard that called that too, uh-huh.
What about the tops of turnips and stuff like that that you cook?
Greens.
So you can make a mess of
greens.
And you know, you said you had lettuce. You said you got lettuce here. So if you had two bunches of lettuce, you say you had two
heads of lettuce.
Do you ever use that word talking about like boys and girls?
No.
Would you ever say that somebody has seven heads of children?
No.
Would you ever hear that used like that about any animal? Any animal or shark? Have you ever heard if somebody had seven boys and seven girls, you'd say he had a what of children? Or a lot of them like that? He had a big family.
I'd say he had a big family. Or a lot of children. A bunch of kids.
Would you ever hear the word parcel?
Mm-mm.
What do you call the outside of the ear of corn?
The shucks.
And you said you had corn here. Like, what are the kind you eat on the cob? What do you call that?
I call it corn on the cob.
Have you ever heard any other names for it?
No.
You ever heard of roasting ears or
yeah,
mutton?
Yeah, roasting ears.
What about mutton corn?
No.
What's the thing at the top of the corn stalk called?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Brand for well, it's called a lot of different things, but some people call it the tassel. Is that something you've heard?
I've heard it. Uh-huh.
Did you know what it was?
No, not until you said that.
What do you
then
think?
Then I associated it.
What do you think of when you make a tassel?
Different things. I mean, the word tassel, what do I think of? I think of something that has little strings of something hanging down.
Like a piece of furniture or something?
No. Like on a piece of clothing or something.
What's the stuff, you know, after you take the shucks off the corn, you have to get off those little hairy like things?
Yeah. Corn silk.
And the Halloween, you know, they have this large round
pumpkin.
And then sometimes they have this small yellow crookneck vegetable.
Squash.
And are there any different kinds of squash here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Let's see. Acorn squash. Butternut squash. Zucchini.
Would you call squash any other name if you let it dry? Have you ever seen dry squash across something else?
Gourds.
And what kind of melons do you raise?
Watermelons and cantaloupes.
On any other kind of melons, like with the yellow meat, you know, just.
There's honeydew melons around here too.
And what do you call those things that spring up in the woods, you know, and fields after rain? Little white umbrella.
Mushrooms.
What?
Mushrooms.
Are there any of them like that you are good to eat or anything like that?
Yeah, some are.
Do you know what kinds?
No.
What about you talking about melons? Tell me some more about the kinds you have.
Well, that's just the basic three that are raised around here. Watermelon.
Yeah, what kind of watermelons?